time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
It appears as though two states on opposite coastlines are having problems with their governors, both California and New York, with some of the largest populations and most progressive liberal views, have governors that have fallen on hard times. So what is really going on? Governor Gavin Newsom here in California is facing a recall vote after approximately 2 million signatures have been collected from Californians seeking such a recall. The actual number needed is 1.5 million, with the number collected at this point is almost certain that such a recall vote will be taken. Petitions for recall must be verified by April 29th, and then a special election will be held. The question for the voter will be similar to when Gray Davis was recalled in 2003. Should Governor Newsom be recalled? And if the answer is yes, who should be his successor? There are candidates waiting to have their names placed on the ballot to replace Governor Newsom if the recall is successful. What has happened in California? Why would the voters of the most populated state want to recall a governor for a second time in less than 20 years? Some will point to the restrictive measures taken by California in its response to COVID, or the increased taxation, higher fuel prices, or progressive liberal ideology, to name a few possibilities. Whatever the reason, one thing is for sure, there are at least 2 million voters in California willing to seek a recall election. In regards to Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York, the issue revolves around alleged misconduct with women over the past number of years, and controversy around COVID deaths in retirement and convalescent homes. Governor Cuomo directed senior living convalescent homes to continue to house COVID-positive patients instead of having them quarantined in hospitals. This led to thousands of deaths as the disease was passed on to other residents in the home, which were the most vulnerable to COVID. The Democratic establishment is calling for Governor Cuomo to step down, and there is also talk of impeaching the governor if he refuses to do so. So it appears as though Governor Cuomo has become a liability to New Yorkers and many Democrats across the country. It is interesting that when the pressure from the deaths of the care homes became a big story, the focus shifted almost overnight to misconduct with women who either worked for the governor or who had been close to him. So what is the real reason or story here? Is there a push to take our eyes off the alleged mismanagement of the COVID issue? Whatever the reason, it's becoming very clear that Governor Cuomo is no longer the poster child for the Democrat Party. So we have a tale of two states with similar issues in regards to the lack of confidence in their governors. In California, it will be up to the voters to decide the fate of Governor Newsom. In New York, it will be up to political pressure or the state legislature to remove Governor Cuomo. One thing they have in common is failed leadership that emphasizes and promotes some of the most far-left liberal views, which just maybe California and New York are not really ready for. This has been Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.